Good morning. We mentioned at the end of the last year that we're talking about the Lachos of Bedikah. We mentioned some places to make sure the person should check. I found a suggested list of places in Rabbi Eider's Halachos of Pesach, and I want to focus in on some of those places. So this is in Rabbi Eider's Halachos of Pesach, the Lachos of Bedikah, section Roman numeral 2, the letter D, and the number 12. Okay, so he points out the person should check in the attic. So if a person only uses the attic for storage and never goes there, children, he does not allow his children up there, so a person will have to check in the attic. But if a person might go there sometimes to get things, we discuss this issue of retrieval, a person might go up there and sit down, etc. So a person would have to check that. A baby carriage, we mentioned the stroller and a baby carriage. The basement would be similar as to the attic. Bathrooms, we will discuss. Not so much, there's a person's not eating in a bathroom. Maybe a child might take some food into the bathroom if you have small children. But there are halachas of cosmetics. Some cosmetics are a problem of chametz, many are not, and we'll have to discuss what is and what isn't. So the person has to be aware that the person has to check in his bathroom for those types of items to see if he has them, and then to deal with them appropriately by selling them with the chametz, etc. We mentioned behind furniture. Benches that a person uses during the year should not be used for Pesach. A person should put them away with the area where he sells the chametz. Briefcases and knapsacks, pocketbooks, all these type of items, attaché cases where a person would take a meal in, all these things, obviously a person has to see if there's something there, the person has to check that. The cabinets in the kitchen, many of them were used for chametz. Either you stored chametz there or you had chametz in a kelim, which maybe there's some chametz sitting on them. You change them over for Pesach, so really, you have to budik them. You're not really so excited about budik them on the night of checking for chametz or maybe some chametz crumbs on your jacket from climbing on the floor and then going into the kitchen looking to the cabinets. But those cabinets are chayav and bedika. So we will see actually a suggestion maybe to do them before the night of the 14th, right after you clean them out. And we'll talk about the day of doing the bedika before the 14th. The car, we mentioned that the car, this includes everywhere. The cars are notorious for gathering chametz. Closets as well. You might put chametz in, especially with small children. Chametz goes everywhere, but even so, a person might have taken some chametz in a pocket and it fell down, so a person would be able to check over there. Besides checking a person's pockets, a person has to check cuffs of pants. Something might have fallen in there. Desk drawers is also your freezer and your refrigerator were places where chametz was stored. So you have to check to make sure there's no more chametz in them. Again, we have this question, you might have changed them over to use them for Pesach. What do you do about doing a bedikah in that place? And we'll talk about that. A person in a garage. Some people use the garage just for their car and nothing else. Is it possible there's chametz there? A person might have taken some chametz in his hand out to the car and put it down somewhere. Many people put other things there as well, so a person would have to check that. A person's locker, a student has a locker in school, that locker has to be checked, and we'll talk about when to do that. The medicine chest, same way we spoke at the bathroom, the medicine chest, there are medications which potentially are a chametz issue. Many of them are not. Well, let's see what that is. We mentioned the suitcases, travel bags. Now I want to talk about toys. Toys are a major issue when it comes to chametz. They're used on the floor. There's crumbs. Children eat, get their sticky fingers all over them with pieces of chametz on them. And the person would need to check the toys. They would clean. The person should clean the toys, and then check them as well. So by the time we're finished, we're making quite an extensive list of bedika places. A place the person has to check. And we're going to start to wonder, can we get it all done in the allotted time that we have? So possibly we can discuss either that cleaning will act as in place of bedika, or we can do a bedika prior to the night of the 14th. And both of these options will be discussed in further shiurim, but we're introducing that there are many places a person has to check and be aware of that, and we're also introducing there are possibilities, which we will discuss more clearly and extensively, of some other options besides the bedikah on the night of the 14th. Have a good day.